A new documentary highlights the contributions of black women in professional wrestling. It's called Lady Wrestler, the amazing untold story of African-American women in the ring. It's being screened at the Wexner Center for the Arts tonight, and one of the women featured is Columbus resident Ramona Isbell. She joins me now. So nice to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of people might not know that Columbus played a big role in hosting wrestling tournaments in the early 1960s. What was it like for a black woman professional wrestler back then?
In the Columbus, Ohio area, it was fine. But when we moved out into the southern areas, southern parts of the states, there were segregation and, the lifestyle was different. We had to wrestle black women. But Washington, D.C. was a good place for black women because we had lots of money up there in Washington, D.C. But the other places, especially Savannah, Georgia, it was rough down there and some parts of Florida. And if we were hungry, we had to have whoever you rode with had to go in and bring your food out to you.
You mean somebody white had to go in to get the food?
Correct. That's the way it was. So, and then if you wanted to go to a movie, you had to set upstairs, which, you know, I'm one of those that, you know, I'd rather do without than, you know, if I can't go where I want to go to see what I want to see, I just don't go. Now, in Texas, there was a black-owned hotel and black-owned restaurant. And in Nashville was black-owned restaurant. But Nashville was not as bad as any of the other southern states. It was very free. You could go downtown and shop and try your clothes on. But anywhere else, you couldn't do that.
Now, tell me about when you performed then, when you wrestled then in these southern towns, what was the reaction?
Well, the people were okay, but they would make little remarks like, hey, where's Kingfish? Or go back, you know, to where you came from, things like that. But they really weren't that bad as far as watching. But you would have, you know, naturally you're going to have somebody, you know, it's going to be smart mouth. But then my way of thinking is if you don't like black wrestling or black sports, then why are you there?
And you guys traveled around the world, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been to out through Alaska, up through Japan, Australia, Africa.
Did you make enough money to support yourself and your family?
Yeah, most of the time I did. But, you know, you had a slump time. And a slump time, I would, you know, stay home and get a job and work that way. And until they need somebody, if they need somebody, then, you know, I could go back out, you know.
So why did you go into wrestling in the first place?
Actually, I used to watch wrestling a lot, even before I wanted to go into it. And then I would always ask my mother about it. And she would say no, she wouldn't sign the papers for me. And so after that, I gave it up and, you know, forgot about it. And then I had gotten married, and then my marriage started going down the drain. So, you know, I called Billy Wolf back up, and because I would sneak and train with Billy Wolf. Even my mother didn't even know I was training, you know. And so they needed somebody, and so they called me.
Do you think the documentary does a good job telling the story?
Well, I haven't seen the ending of it. I would just see bits and pieces of it. So I don't know everything about the documentary.
What you've seen of it, what do you think?
What I've seen of it was I don't see anything negative about it, not at all.
Do you think it's an important story, though, that has been forgotten?
Well, that's what, you know, if you use it for, like, black women, you know, back in the history of segregation, yes. But in today's time, I don't think so, because you have a lot of, you know, young black women and Hispanics and white people out there all doing the same thing. That, you know, it's probably more flamboyant than what we were doing, but they're still out there now. But we did, Ethel and Marva and Babs and Mary Horton and those girls, they were the real original black women that really came out, you know.
What's the most important part of your story you want to tell to the world?
It was fun. You got to travel. And most of the time, the money was good.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Columbus resident Ramona Isbell. She's one of the women featured in Lady Wrestler, the amazing untold story of African-American women in the ring. There's a screening for the documentary today at the Wexner Center for the Arts. Thanks again for talking with me.
You're very welcome.